This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. Have you ever wished you could manage your sales team, or if you are a salesperson, be managed just like a professional athlete? This episode of Monday Sales Coach may actually have a way for you to do or to be treated just like that. Let's get started. If you believe the research, only 55% of salespeople will make their quota. That means 45% of salespeople aren't getting anywhere near their quota, and as a consequence, our businesses are flying blind. For years, sales organisations have had to use quantitative metrics to determine if a salesperson is any good or not. We've measured the number of calls, the number of touches, the meeting set, the closing percentages, the average deal sizes, the numbers of emails sent, the conversion rates, the quota attainments, and much, much more. And all of these measurements are designed to see just how effective a salesperson is performing. Metrics, as we know it, represent the science of sales, the quantitative element of selling. Make more calls, sell more stuff. Improve your close rate, close more deals, sell more stuff. Set more meetings, get closer to your quota. The formula has almost always been quantitative. We've relied on the science, but it hasn't been enough, clearly, if still only 55% of salespeople are making quota. Over the years, we continue to put quantitative metrics under the microscope. We've looked to get more and more data to help us sell more and get more out of our sales teams. The problem, however, is that quantitative data can only go so far. Like the old adage says, sales is a science and an art. And until now, it's been almost impossible to address the art piece. The art in sales happens in the conversations. It's how we engage with prospects and buyers. The art comes in how we respond to objections. The art is in the tone we use. The art is in our unscripted responses to unexpected insights and customer responses. The art is the part of sales we've had a lot of trouble seeing, until maybe now. Back in the day, there was something called the ride-along. The ride-along was when a sales manager would drive with his or her salespeople for the day. The sales manager would spend the day on the road going from appointment to appointment with reps, listening and watching how their salesperson sold and how they conducted their business. It was a killer way for sales managers to evaluate and observe how their salespeople sold. The ride-along was the one place that provided sales organisations and sales managers visibility into how their salespeople actually sold. Not the results of their efforts like quota or number of calls, but what they did on their calls, how they carried themselves, how they positioned the products, and a lot, lot more. Not all sales managers did ride-alongs, but those who did picked up a huge wealth of knowledge. Unfortunately, nowadays, outside sales reps, well, they're a dying breed. Who goes on customer site calls anymore anyway? And even worse, ride-alongs are definitely a dying methodology. Yeah, I know some of you are still doing it, but trust me, it's becoming increasingly smaller every year. What's a sales manager or a sales leader to do? How do we get visibility into what our salespeople are doing or saying if the ride-along is no longer an option? How do we know how they give a demo? How do we know how they overcome objections? How do we know how they position the value proposition? How do we know how they do a discovery call? How do we know how they position us against the competition? How do we know how they negotiate in price? How do we know how they do anything they do now that drive-alongs are a thing of the past? Well, there could be a how. Call recording is the how. I don't mean call recording like we get when we call customer service line. I mean coaching-based call recording. We've seen an explosion of all types of new sales tools, methodologies, structures, strategies, and a whole lot more. However, I'm going on record as saying coaching and call recording will have the biggest impact on sales organizations' revenue for the next 10 years. Call recording and coaching will have the same effect on business-to-business sales that video analysis and GPS wearing has had on Australian rules football. There isn't a team in the AFL that could compete without video analysis. Football's entire coaching and strategic methodology have been built around video. Everything, I mean everything, evolves around what they see on video. And I think we should do exactly the same in our sales management. What I think we should do is have sales calls recorded, but not to pick people up and to tell them off, but so that you can coach them. So you can have the ability to have the same impact on salespeople as coaches have in the AFL on their professional athletes. And if you're a salesperson, don't be resistant to this, because if someone third party is listening in to how you handle objections and handle calls, or you do the analysis yourself post a call, you'll get a lot of value out of it. I know it is a bit big brothery, but let me tell you, it will be a huge value to not only your organisation, but to you, the sales professional. Have an open mind to it, but I think it's coming, and it's coming with a bang. That's it for Monday Sales Coach this week. Thank you so much for listening to us and being a part of our team of sales champions. My name's Peter Giannoli. I'm your Monday Sales Coach, and you can subscribe to this podcast by going to the website mondaysalescoach.com. Until next week, bye for now, and happy selling.